A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Just as a human body, though it's made up of many parts, is a single unit because of all these parts, though many may make one body, so it is with Christ. In the one Spirit, we are all baptized, Jews as well as Greeks, slaves as well as citizens, and one Spirit was given to us all to drink. Nor is the body to be identified with any one of its many parts. If the foot were to say, I am not a hand, and so I do not belong to the body, would that mean that it would stop being part of the body? If the ear were to say, I am not an eye, and so I do not belong to the body, would that mean that it's not a part of the body? If your whole body was just one eye, how would you hear anything? If it was just one ear, how would you smell anything? Instead of that, God put all the separate parts into the body on purpose. If all the parts were the same, how could it be a body? As it is, the parts are many, but the body is one. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. Nor can the hand say to the feet, I do not need you. What is more, it is precisely the parts of the body that seem to be the weakest which are the indispensable ones. And it is the least honorable parts of the body that we clothe with the greatest care. So, our more improper parts get decorated in a way that our more proper parts do not need. God has arranged the body so that more dignity is given to the parts which are without it, and so that there may not be disagreements inside the body, but that each part may be equally concerned for all the others. If one part is hurt, all parts are hurt with it. If one part is given special honor, all parts enjoy it. Now, you together are Christ's body, but each of you is a different part of it. In the church, God has given the first place to apostles, the second to prophets, the third to teachers after them, miracles, and after them, the gift of healing, helpers, good leaders, those with many languages. Are all of them apostles, or all of them prophets, or all of them teachers? Do they all have the gifts of miracles, or all have the gift of healing? Do all speak strange languages and all interpret them? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.